I'm Josh Carey.
And I'm Chef Tom Jackson.
And you're listening to Cooking with Fire.
This week, we are taking a classic French dish, duck à l'orange, and adding a nice smoke flavor to it with our Kamado Joe Classic 2 ceramic grill.
Let's get started.
This is Cooking with Fire, a global exploration of barbecue from KMUW.
Welcome to episode 39 of Cooking with Fire. I'm excited for today's recipe as it takes a dish that many know of, but seemingly few have had, and tweaks it just a bit for the grill.
Duck à l'orange was the most popular French entree at one time. For those of us in the US, it was popularized by the iconic Julia Child in the 1960s, and every French restaurant, whether it be in France or abroad, had it as the star of their menu. But according to some food experts, the dish has lost its popularity in recent years.
As I am prone to do, I wanted to test the notion that the dish was no longer popular, and after looking at Google data, I can tell you the duck à l'orange gets more than 20 million searches a year. So this tells me that it isn't exactly an unpopular recipe these days. So while certain food critics may not like it, it is still a wonderful dish with fantastic flavor. Duck à l'orange originates from France and is just over 200 years old in its most basic form.
In the 16th century, the royal families of France began planting orange trees, and within 100 years, the orange had become a staple in French food. The juice of the orange was a popular ingredient in French cooking as early as the 17th century, but it wasn't until the book The French Cook was released in 1813 that a whole duck was covered in a sauce made from the juice of an orange.
Orange pairs well with duck, especially farm-raised duck. If you have ever cooked or eaten farm-raised duck, you know just how much fat there is between the meat and the skin, and it is a very rich poultry. Wild duck is otherwise quite lean and simply does not taste the same.
Now, the orange juice helps cut the fattiness of the dish with its acid, but it's far sweeter than, say, the juice of a lemon or lime, so it gives a richer feel to the dish as a whole. In other words, it just tastes right together.
Chef Tom has taken this classic recipe and sears the breast in cast iron on the grill, and then pairs it with a delicious sauce that I believe is the star of the show. So let's cut out to the ATBBQ.com teaching kitchen and get started on today's recipe.
All right, today we're running a charcoal fire that we're going to be cooking our duck breasts over using a cast iron skillet for a really nice sear. I've simply seasoned up our duck breasts with salt and pepper, and the cast iron skillet has been on the grill getting nice and hot, so we should have a pretty good sizzle as soon as these things hit the skillet. We're going to go skin side down first. Pretty easily fit a couple of duck breasts in a 12-inch cast iron skillet. So what we're looking to do at this point is let it take on some color. Some of the fat's going to render out of the skin, and once it's really nice and browned and seared, flip it over, close the lid if we need a little extra time, and finish cooking by giving the opposite side a sear as well. Now we're gonna shoot for a finishing temperature today of around 155. A lot of times with poultry, you know, we're cooking 165 to really make sure that it's safe to eat. Now, traditionally, duck breasts are cooked much more rare, and we've prepared the breasts that way in the past. I find that the meat tends to be pretty chewy when you cook it to medium rare, 135. Just to give folks some peace of mind, we're gonna take this a little bit further and give us a little bit better texture to work with. All right, the breasts are shrinking up quite a bit, especially the fatty skin, and it's beautifully brown, so we're gonna turn these over to get a nice sear on the opposite side. And I'm just gonna go ahead and cover this up and close the grill down so we can keep all that heat inside to cook and raise the internal temperature. All right, so about 5 minutes and these duck breasts are done. This really doesn't take long. Got some really nice color on them. So I'm gonna remove the duck from the skillet, just set it aside. And then I wanna drain off some of the excess fat that's in the skillet. So I'm gonna pour this off, but make sure you save this. You can use this for cooking potatoes. It's really delicious stuff. And what we have left in the skillet is the fond. So this is the crispy stuff that's stuck to the bottom, and it's got a ton of flavor. So what we're gonna do is deglaze this with a little bit of chicken stock. Now certainly you could use duck stock if you have it. If you break down your own duck, you can go ahead and save the carcass and throw it in a pot with some mirepoix and make your own very delicious duck stock. What we have on hand today is some chicken stock, and that's gonna work just fine. And you want to use a wooden spoon just to kind of scrape across the bottom of the skillet to help get up any of that fond. This is already starting to reduce because the skillet's pretty hot. So what I'm going to do with this skillet is just take it off for now. And we're going to begin to build our orange sauce. All right, so I'm transferring a smaller skillet onto the grill at this point, and I'm going to add to it a tablespoon of champagne vinegar and a tablespoon of white sugar and start to caramelize the sugar. All right, so we'll just let that reduce down for a minute. You are gonna want your coals to be nice and hot. If you were to close this up and check your thermometer on the Kamado Joe like we're cooking on today, you'd find that it's about 500 degrees in there, so it's pretty hot. Although it is a good idea to have your coals banked to one side or the other so you can get away from the heat if you need to. All right, I'm seeing this reduced down now. The bubbles are getting bigger, which means that the sugar is thickening and reducing and starting to change color, which means we're starting to get that caramelization that adds the flavor to the sauce. At this point, I just need to move this off the grill grate, off the heat, so I can add in some orange liqueur. And this could be whatever kind of orange liqueur you have around, whether it's Grand Marnier or Cointreau, just something boozy that has that orange flavor. All right, so we give that just a minute to incorporate, reduce a little bit. And now we can add the remaining liquids. First, we'll start with the stock in the other skillet that also has the fond, the skillet that we cooked the duck breasts in. Gonna add to that a cup and a half of orange juice, as well as the juice of one lemon. All right, now this just needs to reduce for a little bit. Go ahead and close the lid, give it about 5 minutes to sort of thicken up. And when we come back to check on it, this should be ready to serve. All right, 5 minutes has passed. Let's check on our sauce. Looking really nice, thickened up a little bit. At this point, all we have to do is strain this sauce off, and we're ready to serve it with our duck breasts. And that's how we do duck a l'orange on the Kamado Joe Classic 2.
Well, that does it for this episode. Let us know if you cook this recipe and email us at cookingwithfirepodcast@gmail.com to let us know what else you'd like us to feature on the show.
And as always, visit KMUW.org to get the full recipe for this week's cook.
Thank you so much for listening, and if you enjoyed the show, please head over to iTunes and leave us a review. This allows us to reach more listeners. And join us next time as Chef Tom cooks up a chicken stromboli on our wood-fired oven.